Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. You know, it's absolutely amazing how George and I are able to do this every week from such a distance. And when we're working with producers at a distance, we use things like ISDN. But not everybody can get it. So somebody has come up with a system to make it easy to have ISDN, even if you have something else like Source Connect or IPDTL. It's called ISDN2Go. And the guy working that is Roger Leopardi's brother, Eric Leopardi. He's going to be our guest this week, and we're going to have a great discussion about this technology.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out some of the technical details of how he's doing all of this. That's my thing. I'll have some more highlights from NAB, just some really cool stuff. It might be one video that's really in-depth on one product that I think is really cool, but we'll see what I come up with for you guys. And we'll have your questions. We'd love to have you send them in to ewabshop@gmail.com.
And in my tip of the week, I'm going to talk about what you have to consider when you're moving. Gee, I wonder why I came up with that. Anyway, that's East West Audio Body Shop. We'll see everybody there.
He is the home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He is a voice actor and the home studio master. Hailing from Buffalo, New York, his home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording are unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen. And the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. My name is Pete Christofferson, and this episode of East West Audio Body Shop is brought to you by Edge Studio, providers of voiceover education, production, and technology. Harlan Hogan's Voiceover Essentials, products hand-picked for voice actors. The Home Studio Master. Get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. And Voiceover Extra, your one-stop resource for voiceover success. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his soon-to-be former penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Good evening. I am Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. For the time being, anyway. All righty. Well, we have a great show for you tonight, as we do every Monday night, 9 o'clock in the East, 6 o'clock in the West. We're not exactly sure what time it is in Australia, but we know it's lunchtime. So, and we know there are people watching us live in Australia and New Zealand and stuff like that. So, a worldwide audience for East West Audio Body Shop. Tonight, we've got a great guest. Eric Leopardi is going to be joining us. He's got a great new product called ISDN2Go. And this is something I think all of us who have accessed some of the Opus Codec stuff that is easy to get and is not expensive, this is a great addition because this will plug you into a lot more producers who will be able to use this technology. And also a good friend of ours, voice actor David Jeremiah, will be coming in. He uses this and he's going to tell us all about it and a little bit about himself. So we'll have a fun time talking about using all this stuff. Right?
That's right.
Time now to take a look at the news. EWAB's News.
All righty, our first story tonight. Well, this is sort of totally appropriate. The headline says ISDN survives like vinyl, according to Dave Immer from Digiphone.com. Okay, there will always be niches of past technologies like vinyl LPs. And guess what? They're coming back. Tape recorders and analog synthesizers that have proven their strengths and fulfill a persistent demand. Okay, so circuit-switched ISDN is one such niche. The great majority of the general population only wants and needs packet-switched broadband IP. Yet ISDN, like vinyl, survives in no small part because of the determined community of users who recognize its unique strengths. So, all right. Now, most ISDN is in the form of basic rate interface circuits, or BRIs. You taking this all down? Uh-huh. A BRI circuit keeps the administration of the ISDN service in the hands of the telephone company. A primary rate interface, or PRI, shifts much of the administration to the user, making it easier for the telco to support and less likely to screw it up. We talk about this all the time. It's business, you know. Anyway, it's time for a reality check, all right? While the telcos are spending money to support the BRIs, they are seeing ever-shrinking revenue from them and have been for some time. And there's undoubtedly pressure within the telcos to stop providing this unprofitable technology and sell more PRIs. So major local and long-distance providers are implementing various policies to discourage the new BRI accounts. They're all fighting about this.
Oh, man.
And, you know, fighting is actually good for the consumer, I think, eventually. But, for instance, Verizon states it is not providing new BRI circuits in the Northeast and other service areas. I'm getting out of here just in time. Although you'll still be able to order new lines. AT&T has raised its monthly BRI access fees to $500. And we've been hearing people complaining about that.
Or more.
In some of its or more in some of the territories. But certain providers continue to welcome new ISDN BRI accounts, such as CenturyLink and Frontier, and even Verizon AT&T in some markets. Plus, PRI circuits are available via fiber optic lines, breathing new life into ISDN, just sort of in a different, you know, incarnation, I guess.
Right.
So ISDN ain't going away so fast, but it's still going to be costly for many. So we'll get into that a little bit later about how we can all access ISDN.
Yeah, so Dave is a really smart guy. He knows more about ISDN than anybody I know alive. So I always love to get his perspective on this stuff. Another guy who knows a lot about anything audio over ISDN or IP is a guy named Chris Crump, who I got to meet at NAB. He works for Comrex, one of the companies that make this gear. And, you know, we're going to keep geeking out tonight because I've got a 7-minute long package from him that I think is really, really informative. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to run it because it's not salesy. It really talks about more, shedding a little bit more light about this technology and all these technologies, how they work together. And, you know, I think it demystifies a bit more. So this is from NAB.
Hi, this is George Whittem from Whittem's World. And we're here at the Comrex booth where I've got Chris Crump. He's going to tell us about the BrickLink. What makes this audio codec such a cool device that you're going to want in a voiceover studio? Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Good. How are you, George? Good Thanks. To see you again. So in 2005, we developed technology that basically allowed broadcasters to use the public internet to transmit high-quality audio with very low delay. And that was our Access product, which has really become kind of the ubiquitous de facto standard for high-quality broadcast remotes. Basically, you had the ability to plug in a microphone and a pair of headphones, built-in mic pre, a little mixer, and plug in a 3G modem, a 4G modem, broadband cable, DSL, even satellite, and transmit that high-quality audio.
BYOB.
Bring your own bandwidth, exactly. And that's basically what this does. It's agnostic to whatever carrier or data as long as it's IP. And it would connect to a device on the other side. So basically, you're making a peer-to-peer connection, very low latency and very high quality, using algorithms like standard AAC, low complexity, high-efficiency AAC, or AAC+, the whole suite of AAC algorithms that are in this device, plus it also supports Opus. A few years later on, found that we had a market segment that was using the Access, the rack mount version, for STLs. So we decided to make a simple version of Access, and that's what we call BrickLink. And BrickLink was designed to provide very stable, reliable connections for studio to studio or studio to transmitter links.
Gotcha.
And so BrickLink has actually found a home with people in their home studios that are doing a radio program, maybe connecting to a partner in another city, and then connecting to a station in a completely different city, or even just doing a voiceover to a production house. It's really become a device that people have come to depend on for ISDN-like results on the public internet.
Just what do they call the full bandwidth audio?
Linear.
Linear.
Linear audio. So FLAC is actually lossless. It's not unlike AAC or any of the other coding algorithms that actually compress and get rid of data. FLAC just compresses without losing any of the bits. And that's why it's really preferred for higher quality transmissions where you don't want to have any lossiness to the algorithm. So in terms of compatibility, this is compatible with any other IP codec that supports something called TEC 3326. It's a standard that was developed in cooperation with the European Broadcast Union, and codec manufacturers like ourselves and Telos and Tyline, Maya, Musicam, Protus, AEQ, and there are a lot of them that are out there. But we wanted to be able to easily talk to one another without having to jump through a lot of hoops. So you can actually connect to other IP codec manufacturers that adhere to that standard. But this also is capable of working with SIP applications. So you could get a free smartphone app like Linphone, and that's L-I-N-P-H-O-N-E, available for iPhone and Android, and make a SIP call into this device and do 15 kilohertz audio using the Opus coding algorithm, or 7 kilohertz audio using the G.722 algorithm. So there's more compatibility there.
So you plug a high-quality USB mic or an audio interface into an iPhone, and you can stream professional studio-quality audio.
Yeah, and amazingly, I mean, the microphones on smartphones actually are capable of doing 15 kilohertz. You wouldn't think so, but you can.
They're full bandwidth, yeah. If you hold the mic in the right place and the room's quiet enough, mm-hmm. you get some pretty good sound.
But with this 4-pin, you can get some pretty amazing little microphones that work on the 4-pin. So that's another thing. Now, there's one other technology that I'll tell you about that is built into Microsoft Internet Explorer, Mozilla Firefox, and Google Chrome, and that's called WebRTC. And that gives you the ability to transmit high-quality audio using the Opus algorithm in the web browser. So if you can imagine, if you wanted someone to connect to you and do a full duplex session with high-quality audio, you could send them a web link, they could click on it, and it'll basically dial into this directly, and they could use the microphone and headphones on their laptop, computer, or on their smartphone, and be talking to you through your BrickLink.
That is cool.
Low latency, and it's built into web browsers.
That's really amazing.
It is.
So the latency is really low. I mean, what's the lowest latency codec that you can use on that? Is Opus the lowest, or the other ones?
On WebRTC or on the BrickLink?
On WebRTC.
WebRTC is probably, well, Opus is actually a combination of two algorithms. It's CELT and SILK, which is the algorithm that's in Skype.
Skype, right.
And so it combines the two. So if you're just doing voice, it might just use SILK. Mm-hmm. If you're doing music, it might use CELT and SILK, and it combine the two. So it's kind of an adaptive algorithm.
Yeah. I've been amazed in my testing how low latency it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Lower latency than a Verizon cell phone call.
Well, absolutely. Verizon cell phones, you could have like a second and a half of latency.
Yeah, yeah.
And with this algorithm, you're probably dealing with like 30 milliseconds of latency in the encode plus any propagation delay on the circuit you're on.
But a BrickLink to a BrickLink is probably the lowest latency of all,
You can get really low latency with this, as low as, 30 to 60 milliseconds if you use the right algorithm. One of the algorithms that we like is AAC-ELD algorithm that's in our
extremely low delay, right? ELD?
Enhanced low delay.
Right.
And that has like 50 milliseconds of encode latency, but it's a very high-quality algorithm. So there's so much you can do with these products, especially considering that so many people are trying to figure out how they're going to get ISDN-like experience on an IP codec. We've been getting it for 10 years on these products. And it's worth the investment. I mean, consider how much you paid for that Telos Zephyr or Comrex Nexus 10, 15 years ago.
And you could co-locate your ISDN box at a friend's house where it's $40 a month. If you live somewhere where it's $800 a month, buy them a brick. In about 3 months, you've paid for the equipment. There you go. How about that?
And he becomes your turnaround service.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I'm going to take this with me. To meet you.
All right.
Wow, yeah, so we could geek out about this stuff forever, I know, but I just thought it was just all tied in. Yeah, Dan's dozing off. It just seemed like it was all tied in. And then the thing he was talking about, Linphone, just go play with it. We'll talk about it more when we have it working better. We tried to get it to work tonight. We sounded like chipmunks over it, so we kind of bailed on it. But Linphone, I tried it between my cell phone and my desktop, and it did work. So, but anyway.
Yes. And that's a look at the...
Webs News.
All right, and we are back. Well, we've got a lot coming up tonight. We've got Eric Leopardi is joining us, and David Jeremiah will be joining us along with Eric, and we're going to talk about ISDN to go. We're going to answer your questions in just a couple of minutes, and I've got a great brand new, you can actually smell how fresh it is, tip of the week on moving, which will be a lot of fun to watch because I worked very hard on it. And so you better enjoy it.
You better like it.
That's right. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on East West Audio Body Shop.
Are you confused about how to set up and maintain a professional quality voiceover studio? No wonder. The information out there is mostly mythology. This is the best microphone to use. You have to have a preamp. You need a soundproof booth. This software is the best. Your audio must be broadcast quality. Consult with someone who knows the truth. Someone who's been there, in the trenches, doing voiceover for over 30 years. Someone with unparalleled experience with voiceover studios. Who's worked with hundreds of voice actors and designed hundreds of personal studios. He knows how to teach and cares about your success. In one of the harshest environments known to voiceover, your home. Dan Leonard, the Home Studio Master. Separate myth from fact and get a handle on your personal voiceover studio. Contact the Home Studio Master at homevoiceoverstudio.com. Drop off a specimen of your dry audio for a free analysis.
Hey, Dad, I know you're watching EWABS on YouTube, but...
Hey, no problem. What's up?
He's here again, and he looks hungry.
Really? Okay.
Hello!
Are you hungry for something in particular?
Banana!
Well, how about an apple? I have one right here.
Banana! Mookie Banga Baga!
Dave, don't be disrespectful.
Okay. Banana!
Would you please go to the kitchen and see if you can find him a banana or at least something banana-flavored?
Okay, Dad.
Okay.
I wonder why he doesn't like green apples. Minions. Now back to George and Dan on EWABS.
And we are back here at East West Audio Body Shop. And I guess it's sort of an ISDN night. Now, some people in the chat room are saying that we were saying that ISDN must die. I'm not sure when that was. It was probably sometime last year, but... you know, apparently it's going to live on for a little while longer.
We think it must die, but apparently it's just, well, I mean, you read was a perfect description as to why it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. All right. Well, we've got some questions tonight. And remember, if you've got a question you want to ask George and I, it has to do with, you know, either, you know, personal studios or just the voiceover business in general. We are prepared to discuss just about anything. But first off, we have a question here. I think it's from Jack DeGoli. He has a couple of questions here.
Well, we don't want to short shrift Harlan. He'd be upset with us.
Oh, that's right. Why do I keep forgetting that? Well,
it's okay.
Okay. Harlan Hogan. We'll
slip him in.
Right. If you just happen to end up in Chicago, you might run into this guy. And he happens to have probably the best website for getting voiceover equipment on the entire planet. Is it the most stuff? Well, he can get access to just about anything, but he has the best hand-picked, hand-designed stuff specifically for voiceover.
It's curated.
Exactly. Most of the time, most of the equipment that we use, that we talk about here on EWABS and, you know, we walk into Banjo Emporium and these other places, all of this stuff was designed specifically for music. Voiceover, they weren't even thinking about it. You know, I mean, they might throw it as, you know, the bottom line in the description is like, oh, great for voiceover. But Harlan Hogan has taken that a step further because he only sells stuff for voiceover with his personal line of signature series stuff like the VO1A microphone. Great price point, fantastic microphone. It is specifically for voiceover. It sounds great with men. It sounds great with women. I've heard it on a lot of different people. It just is a really nice, mellow-sounding microphone that really works great for voiceover. And he's got it at voiceoveressentials.com. voiceovers.com. That's his website. That's where you buy the stuff that is only for voiceover. It's not for singing. It's not for playing a violin. It's not for yodeling. It is strictly for voiceover. Well, I suppose you could use it for yodeling, but you know, I think it doesn't work so great on a mountainside is probably the thing. But he has that stuff, the VO1A, the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones, which we talk about all the time. Great for doing voiceover, editing work especially, things along those lines. And all you have to do is go to voiceoveressentials.com. If you look down the page, if you go down to the bottom of our webpage, there's a picture there of Harlan talking into this box, which is another thing that he designed, which is the Porta Booth, whether the Porta Booth Pro or the Porta Booth Plus, you can get those at voiceoveressentials.com. Just click on Harlan's head or somewhere else in there, maybe between his shoulder blades, wake him up, and it'll take you right to his website. And it'll tell him that we sent you there, which is important because he wants to know, hey, I'm advertising with these guys for 187 episodes. Perhaps you ought to go over there and check it out. That's voiceoveressentials.com. Great prices. Great customer service. The customer is always right with Harlan. And you got to appreciate that in this day and age. Customer service is everything.
We love you.
Go on over. Yeah, we absolutely love you, Harlan. 187 episodes and counting.
Good guy.
And that's voiceoveressentials.com. All right. Well, we've got a couple of questions tonight, mm-hmm. picking up where I left off. And I think that they were from Jack DeGolia. But last week, in the NAB video clip last week, Cheryl from Shure. I wonder if they picked her just specifically for that. Cheryl from Shure says that the fairly complex and new MVI digital interface and the MV88 will totally replace the Shure X2U.
Wouldn't totally.
Well, yeah. Well, the X2U is okay. I mean,
that's what it says, yeah.
Right. But she thought the new stuff was more intuitive than the X2U. The mm-hmm. X2U has two little knobs, a button, three knobs? It says two here.
I'm just correcting. All right. That's okay. That's my job.
All right. A button and an outgoing USB line. Did I miss something? Well, Jack, you weren't paying attention. What could be more intuitive than a set it and forget it?
Okay. Intuitive is salesperson speak for you want this new thing. It's better than the old thing.
It flows nicely.
Okay. So it doesn't mean it's necessarily more intuitive. Nobody's going to know if it's more intuitive until we actually have one to use, which isn't going to be until the middle of summer. So we'll wait to find out until I can get one in my hot little hands. But I guess for us, for some people who don't know how to do any post-processing at all, they're just going to basically talk into a mic and it's going to go into YouTube, I guess. Then it's way more intuitive because you're not having, it's got DSP in it. It's got processing for voice with compression and all this other stuff. So for those people, yes, definitely more intuitive. So it depends on what you're using it for, I guess. I don't know. I'm just excited about the thing because it's going to work with an iPad natively. So you just plug
it in.
That's
nice.
So it's a more flexible, you know, it's more versatile. So I we'll see. We'll see. Again, it's too new. It isn't even out yet. It's still vaporware.
Right. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. Nancy Halpin asks of you, George, please, in your Papa John Whisper Room install, did we get any video of that? Or they didn't want you like showing
that? No, I took a bunch of photos, actually. Put it up online.
Did you use the Whisper Room height extension? Why, is he like, you know, is Papa John like really tall or something? Or
no, but here's the thing. I mean, if you're going to buy a Whisper Room and you're going to get the enhanced Whisper Room, so you're already dropping, you know, $8,000, maybe $9,000. And if you have the headroom, if you have an office with a high ceiling, get the height extension. It's another, I think it's an extra grand, but it really is nice. Even if you're not 6.5 feet tall, it's really, really nice because it just makes the space feel so much less claustrophobic. So yeah, we did have the height extension and it does add some more time to building it. It took me and another young guy who's a good, strong guy who was really helpful. The full day to assemble this thing. It was had some challenging points getting all the holes and the bits to line up and the screws to line up with the holes and all that stuff. But it really makes it a nicer space. Plus, we had two huge bass traps that I had spec'd for it. These corner bass traps from ATS. They're pretty big. And I couldn't put the two of them in the back of the room because the door ended up being in the wrong place. So I had to put one up by the ceiling. So you can imagine this big thing over your shoulder, having that an extra 10 inches higher made all the difference in the world. So yes, we did. And yes, absolutely worth it for anybody that has the space and the budget for it. It's nice, really nice to have it.
Yeah. Now, next question. Now, this is one you and I were like, okay, let's talk about this for a second. Jack DeGaulle asks, the waveform in Twisted Wave and maybe some other digital audio workstations seem to be different lengths above and below the zero crossing line. Why is that? And he sent us a screenshot of that and showing, maybe you've seen this where you the amplitude with the hills and the valleys, you know, and the different parts of it, you know, one part will be higher and then it doesn't go quite the same down in modulation.
Yeah, I've shown a screenshot from the article that we found from SOS, Sound on Sound.
Right.
And we're not going to read it because...
we already put you to sleep.
Yeah, so we've already... It is really...
Too much geek speak.
Yeah, it is not, for those who are worried, it has nothing to do with DC offset, which is something else.
Right.
It is just an anomaly in the waveform. And if you want to read this article, go on soundonsound.com. And it's from the May 13th. What year is that? Is it that recent?
Yeah.
Oh, May,
cool.
Can't be from today, really. No, May 2013 is when this was part. Okay. It's called Why Do Waveforms Sometimes Look Lopsided? Check it out, and it explains it in full detail. But the short answer is it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. Well, remember, if you have a question for us, mail email it to us. You can send it snail mail and just will come on a week later.
Just make sure there's chocolate in there too.
Yeah, please. And cufflinks. That was for Eric Shepard. You can email us at ewabshop@gmail.com and we will get your question on. Okay, tip of the week. Time to get to that.
Right.
Life's real exciting around here and very stressful. At least it was. So roll it. Yeah, after 21 years in the same spot, we're moving. Leaving my beautiful suburban home in the east for a beautiful suburban home way out west. I'm really excited. So much to plan. But what about you if you had to move and move your voiceover business?
You've worked hard to make your personal studio comfortable. It's your place. Your sanctuary. Or it's a hole in the wall. The corner of your basement. Or the closet in your kids' room. So you need to pick up stakes and move on for some reason. Better location, new relationship, or you got kicked out of your apartment when the landlord sold the place.
It's happened to me.
So now you got to find a new place, a place for a voice actor to live. Not so simple, but it's an opportunity to find a better place to live and a better place to record. Chances are you lived where you are before you became a voice actor. And your challenge was to make the place you have a proper place to record. Unless you've got a booth, and you're strong enough to take it apart and move it, you need a place that has something very specific. A place with a closet big enough to work in. Something at least 4x4. Whatever you do, avoid places with sliding door closets that are only 18 inches deep. You gotta have some room to work and to isolate yourself. Trying to finagle a room that's not ideal is a big pain in the butt. If places with closets that size are in short supply, try one with a real small extra bedroom. If you're looking for a house, make it clear to your realtor that's exactly what you need. And with modern technology giving you access to everything on the market, use those parameters to search. Sometimes you get lucky, like I did. I used one of those apps and typed in things like recording studio or music studio, large walk-in closets, small extra bedroom or sewing room. That will at least give you a better chance of finding what you need. If you're looking for an apartment or house, try to find one with an interior closet that isolates you as much as possible from exterior noise. Don't leave it to chance. Consider these things when you relocate.
Personal studio is an intricate part of your voiceover business. As much as the comfort and convenience of the place you find is crucial, so is finding that perfect, extra special spot to put that recording space. And that's my tip of the week.
Yeah. The other thing, and I was going to mention this, but, you know, it's downsizing, you know, because we're moving from a 2,500 square foot house with a basement and a garage to a 1,600 square foot house with no basement and a garage that is now going to be the future home of East West Audio Body Shop.
Right.
Literally a
lack of storage issues, possibly much.
Yeah, just a little bit. So everything, we got to downsize. And the way you do it is you take everything in one category, you lay it out in front of you and you go, this brings me joy. The rest of it doesn't. The rest of it just goes to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Or you give it out as gift baskets to your friends who are, you know, throwing you going away parties.
I saw a great article recently, maybe some time ago, but they said treat Craigslist like a virtual storage unit. And I was like, yes, that is really brilliant. If it's not something that's incredibly meaningful to you, like an heirloom, if it's just stuff, you can get it back.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, you know, don't worry about it.
That's right. Well, I figure, you know, get rid of all this stuff. If I need a new antique radio, there's lots of flea markets in the valley. So
yeah, it's
fun. I'll be fine.
Yeah, you get to go shopping again.
That's right. You know, got rid of the aquarium and what was the other thing I got rid of? You know, threw it in Craigslist. Oh, some HO train and some old Lionel trains.
Yeah.
Got calls like immediately out the door and no problem. Anyway, that's moving. We'll talk more about that as the move gets closer. But anyway, we've got Eric Leopardi coming in just a minute, and David Jeremiah will be joining us as well. And we're going to talk about ISDN to go. So don't you go. We'll be right back here on EWEBS.
You're listening to East West Audio Body Shop.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittem.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his helmet.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, George has set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
You're watching East West Audio Body Shop with Dan Leonard in the East and George Whittem in the West. They're nice guys, but every time I'm there, they never let me make water. So I'm going to go make water right now. I'm a grown man.
We are back here on East West Audio Body Shop. All right, we're not going to try and geek you out too much. We've already geeked you out in the last half hour. But we do want to talk about ISDN to go, because ISDN is, as we said, apparently it's not going to go. in a lot of places. Some places it is, but if you want to be able to really compete with some of the big boys, you got to have it, or at least have access to it. And somebody who is started a service to help us all do that is Eric Leopardi, joining us from the Mile High City. Good evening, Eric. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Doing great. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now you're a voice actor. You come from apparently a voice acting family.
Yes.
We don't want to say that, you know, that you're riding in your brother's shadow or anything.
So we'll just
We'll just shove it off in the corner and we'll talk about you and what you're doing tonight.
Sure. Sure.
But how did you get into voiceover and getting into this geeky area of it?
I started voice acting when I was 6 years old as a child voice. I did a computer game back then. It was called Hop, Skip, Jumparoo Zoo, which probably no one played it.
But remember it well.
So I started there, and I ended up doing some spots for, you know, Kroger's and King's Island, it's amusement park outside of Cincinnati where I'm from, different things like that. But then I went on a long hiatus. You know, I went to college, I was in the military, I did things like that. And during that time, Roger obviously made huge strides and so kind of brought me back to it and gave me a lot of guidance. And that's how I ended up where I am now.
Wow. And you've been very successful at it. I mean, you've done stuff for Pringles, Tide, Mazda, and now you live in Colorado. How is it in Colorado? I've been there a few times. It's beautiful. I know that.
It's gorgeous. I love it here. You know, I've lived a lot of different places, Southern California, which is obviously incredible. South Florida, you name it, Carolinas. But Colorado is very unique in a lot of different ways. And the people are super friendly. The mountains are awesome. And so I'm really happy so far.
Yeah. So when did you start really accelerating and getting a lot of the higher end work that all of us want?
I'm still, you know, still working on growing, but it took a number of years coming back as an adult. It probably took, you know, four years before I really started to get, I was making a living long before that, but until I started to really get some great opportunities and some national work and things like that, it took a while. And that was with a lot of support, obviously, from Roger and things like that. So I was fortunate in a way, but it was still a battle.
Yeah. Well, he sure knows his ISDN stuff.
He does. He does. Yeah.
He's set up my stuff and he's like, I'll talk you through it. It's great. Anyway, but let's talk about what you're doing. Now, ISDN to go is a very specific thing for a very specific thing. How did you get into this and what exactly is it?
Well, we have another brother, Emmett. He goes by Ace a lot, who's also a voiceover artist, and he was visiting, and we were just talking about it. And obviously, you know, we talk about these things in the family all the time, and we were just talking about, man, there's got to be a more mobile solution, an easier solution. It's getting harder and harder to get it. Him and I have both moved many times, so we've been through that song and dance, and we just decided to, you know, let's start thinking about how something better could be available. And bridging services already existed, obviously. So we were just trying to think about more the business side. How do we structure this so it's more practical and could not only be an alternative, but not necessarily a replacement, but a great tool to be in the to be in your tool bed. And I think a replacement for a lot of people.
So what's unique about ISDN to go? How exactly does it all work? That you can tell it.
Right. Well, we try to keep the systems very, very simple. Each line is on its own independent system. We don't run a switchboard or anything like that. And it's really basic. It comes from the interface, goes to the board. The board splits the signal, sends it to the box we use Zephyrs. We have a lot of different Zephyrs. And really that's it. We use very short Mogami Gold cables, try to use a real high quality cable to keep the signal clean and strong. And that's it. It's really, really basic. It's really, really simple. We utilize IPDTL. We use Source Connect now. Source Connect, you know, try to use all of them to make sure that everybody has access to it. And we like to think that it helps book the right talent for the job instead of just the talent that's available and has ISDN and things like that.
And now everybody can have it. How many different can you run simultaneous sessions?
Yes, each ISDN system has its own internet network. So by doing that, we used a lot more wiring, but it made it a lot more stable. We don't have really reliability issues, and it lets us run all the systems without pulling, you know, splitting speed.
Wow, and you're 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Yeah, we have to be really, it originated as it was just going to be a side thing. And we, you know, we'd help a few people and go from there. But with the response that we got, and a lot of it being overseas, we really had no choice but to make it a 24-hour thing. I have a couple of guys that help me out. So somebody is standing by all the time. There's certain hours that we don't really do much, even internationally. But it's not uncommon for us to do 4 or 5 a.m. sessions with the UK.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's otherwise, you know, if you couldn't get any help, they'd be just sliding you meals under the door. You wouldn't be enjoying Colorado very much.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how long have you been doing it?
We've only been around less than half a year. We've only been around a few months. Now, we've been working on it for a little while, but we went through a phase where we worked with some different agencies to kind of talk to them in the build-out process. You know, what would you like to see? And we had to do a little bit of research to make sure our pricing was going to be attractive to everybody, but realistic enough to support what we were doing. And yeah. So there was kind of a build-up process. But we've only been around a few months, but we've had great success and a just unbelievable response, really. We expected it to start off slow, and it was quite the opposite of that.
So if somebody wants this, is it a subscription service? Is it an on-demand service? How are you working that?
We have both. So we do one-time sessions, which is great for talent that are, you know, just kind of moving into the ISDN space. They don't know how much they'll use it, or they'll use it very rarely in the beginning. We do have the one-time sessions. They're $35 a half hour, $45 an hour. And then we do have subscriptions. So you can buy different packages. Our biggest one is an unlimited package. We just rolled that out after we did a webinar with the Voxy ladies. That was something that people really wanted, was an unlimited package. So we put one of those together, and it goes all the way down to our basic package, which is 2 hours a month of ISDN time. If that's 2 1-hour sessions or 4 30-minute sessions, that's fine. There's all different levels in between, depending on each person and how much they use it. When you have a subscription, another great thing is you get half off any additional session. So if you have a basic subscription and you need an extra session, you're still going to get it at a half price. So just, you know, different things to add value to the membership.
Makes a lot of sense. I think maybe we should bring in David right now.
Yeah.
Since he's there. Well, let's welcome David Jeremiah. Now, where are you joining us from, Dave?
Hey guys, I'm at my studio in LA, actually in Glendora, California.
Oh, okay.
One of you guys is moving. Which one of you guys is moving from Buffalo?
The one that's in Buffalo.
No, you're moving from Buffalo to LA?
Sherman Oaks, yeah.
Oh, Sherman Oaks, okay. Because I'm kind of making the transition back to Massachusetts. I'm not kind of. I'm building a house in Massachusetts right now, and. They tell me there were 74 inches of snow last year.
It was pretty bad. The snow finally melted yesterday. It was just
You're probably not lying. You're probably telling the truth.
Well, if you saw the picture of the house earlier, that's how deep it was. That was actually my house. But
the thing is that I was talking with I'm literally building a brand new house on a ranch back there. That it's in the middle of the woods, and there's no anything out there except. Verizon Fios runs a real high speed line all just for no reason down this road about 1200 feet away from my house. So originally went to Verizon because can I buy this house or can I build this house or not, dependent on whether or not I could get ISDN. Most of my sessions are done ISDN. Most of the way I make a living is done, you know, ISDN. Because that's what the clients want. So if I can't get an ISDN line, I can't move into the house or build the house that I want. That was the bottom line. Because they wanted $12,000 just to run the copper down the new road. Right. This is Verizon. And then they couldn't guarantee me a circuit. They couldn't. I said, can you give me an ISDN circuit once it's in there? We don't know. So it didn't make sense. All of a sudden, I get an email about Eric's service. And I went, wait a minute. This might be, literally, Eric, the first email that you and I had was, yeah. I think you're saving my life.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give this a try. Because I have to have the ISDN service. And if my clients don't have to change, I don't want my clients to change anything. They're very happy the way things are. And I want to keep my clients as happy as possible. That's why they keep coming back, because I make it very easy on them. And if ISDN is the easiest thing that they want, then that's what I got to give them. And Eric's service is giving that to me. All I need is internet access, my regular studio setup that I use, and Eric takes care of the rest. It's I mean, I could be fishing on a in a fishing village in the middle of Alaska, and as long as there's a ISD, as long as there's an internet connection there, I have ISDN. And the nice thing is, the client doesn't know it. The client has no idea that I'm sitting in, you know, the middle of a lake with my fly rod, you know, doing this.
Is that the sound of a reel I hear?
Little interference on the internet there. That's yeah, so that's pretty impressive. And I think people can realize that, you know, ISDN is always like a dream for a lot of people, but with a service like this, it gives you access to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, and Eric's prices, I mean, go to his website and his prices. I run three ISDN lines all over the country. I have an ISDN line in Massachusetts, in Maine, and in California. That gets a little expensive, you know? Yeah. And I mean, it really does, just the monthly service. And I mean, and if you wanted to get an ISDN service in Cleveland, it's what, $500 a month just for the access now? Yeah. And I have a buddy, a good friend of mine, Bart Flynn in Cleveland. He's paying $175 an hour for an ISDN studio. And that's his cost. And it just doesn't make any sense to me when you can go to Eric. And I think what your gold package is, what, $79 a month? And that gives you 10 hours or something like that.
Yeah, it's in that ballpark, definitely. Yeah.
It makes no sense at all to set up your own thing nowadays when you don't have to.
Yeah. Now, ISDN is really important for some very specific genres of voiceover work, where you're in demand, especially promo work and imaging type of work. Now, David, you do a lot of cool promo work for NBC, TLC, CBS. Apparently you've done a well-known late night infomercial. It's just four easy payments.
Hey, that's only $19.95.
Yeah.
Call today.
Yeah. But you also do a lot of National Geographic and Discovery Channel stuff, which we all want to do.
Yeah.
And that's great stuff. Now, do you do that? Is most of your work primarily over ISDN, or are you producing your own stuff?
It seems like the big networks like stuff the way they've always done it. And the way they've always done it is ISDN. So why make them change? I'll make the changes that I need to make. That's fine. As long as they keep coming back, you know, that's the whole thing with me. But, you know, so many of the return customers are like, you know, they'll email you the script and say, send it back to me tomorrow. Give me three different takes and then you're all set.
Interesting. All right. So how does this whole thing work? If you know you buy a subscription, how do you initiate a session and make this all happen, Eric?
All yours, Eric.
There's a couple different ways. We use IPDTL, we use Source Connect Now, we use Source Connect. So if some people prefer to use one over the other, for us it really doesn't matter. By default, we'll send you an IPDTL link. We have the Link Plus account. Send you a link, you just click the button, jump into the session and go from there. It's really easy. Source Connect Now the same way. Obviously, if it's standalone Source Connect, it runs a little bit differently. But the one thing I will say, and George, we were talking about this earlier, is the standalone Source Connect has a little bit of a delay, which is, you know, par for the course with that. But the Source Connect Now and the IPDTL really don't seem to have much of any delay. I mean, that's what David uses.
I was very happy with it.
There's like very little latency, so you're not like talking over yourself.
I was truly. I got to admit, last month I told Eric, I said, I'm going to give you 1 month to prove yourself, and I'm telling you, and on a customer service level, I'm telling you, he hung in there. Or we went extra time on the session. Yeah. The session ran late. I mean, late almost. They didn't show up for almost an hour. The client didn't show up on their. And Eric stayed with me. There was no problem. He just took care of everything. I actually referred to Eric as my engineer at one point. Yeah. It was great. You know, it gives you more validity as a voice actor. My engineer will be on the line. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. You know, that's
nice.
Call me nuts.
Right. Now, who dials into this? Does the ISDN side dial into it, or do you let them know that you're on this bridge, and how does that all work?
Well, different people have different circumstances. So a lot of times we're just silent. We're a ghost. No one even knows that we're there. By default, only the talent will hear us if we're talking into our talkback mic. If we need to talk to the client or they want us to talk to the client for whatever reason, obviously we're capable of doing that. We do that. But for the most part, we're kind of a ghost and we're there. You connect to us like we were talking about earlier. And if you have a technical issue or something like that, we're right there on the line to jump on it. A lot of people, if they don't want the client to know that they're bridging, they'll use the chat feature in Source Connect or IPDTL, and we're able to just respond to them right into their headset. So, you know, we just try to keep it really simple and basic so that the talent can work, and that's it. And focus on your performance, focus on your script, you know, dealing with your client, and just not have to worry about anything else that's in our hands.
I became an immediate fan. I'm signing up for the Ultimate Service. The Ultimate Service is great. I mean, it's
all the Ultimate.
If you look at if you look at the rates, it's like, you're kidding. You can do this for that rate, and I'll never have to worry about an ISD online as long as I live.
Now, you know, if you have to dial out, Eric, on your end,
yes,
there's a lot of fees involved for you guys. Are you absorbing that fee?
We've only had to dial out a handful of times, right. and there was a fee, and there was a fee involved, but we try to keep it as reasonable as possible. We've considered doing toll-free lines and things like that, but in doing that, it starts to alter our pricing structure and things like that. So it's not something we actively try to do. It's not, you know, but we will do it if we need to. We try to be as accommodating as possible and make sure that, you know, the sessions can happen. We've had a couple studios that we, you know, they just really preferred that we dialed out. So, you know, that's what we do.
Agencies. right now, so there's seldom enough that it's like, yeah, we'll absorb that cost. If it becomes more of a problem, we will evolve, you know.
Yeah, we've talked about actually launching like a membership add-on where you could add on, you know, for whatever the brand. I don't have exact numbers. It's very much just a discussion now. But we've talked about adding an add-on where you can have that dial-out feature. And there's going to be some logistics involved with figuring out exactly how that'll get packaged. But we are working on something like that because there are people that need it.
This stuff evolves all the time, right? Way your customers need it, what they need, and as long as you're really agile and able to stay with the trends,
you're good. The whole idea, in my opinion, is we want to keep as voice actors, we want to keep our customers as happy as possible.
Right.
And Eric's service is making it way easy to do that. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Did Eric not get the green shirt memo?
No, he did not. I'm a rebel, so I like to use it a little bit different.
Otherwise, how could we have told each other apart?
That's right, because we all look so similar here. Now, with the unlimited plan, do members can they use it at any time?
Yes,
or do they have to book time?
Well, no, they still need to book time. But the reason we priced it the way that we did is so that for every handful of memberships, of unlimited memberships that we add, we'll add a whole other system. And that's the concept. It keeps availability open for everybody. If you look, our availability is really fantastic right now. We actually have 4 lines. We only have 2 lines on there right now because our usage hasn't quite caught up with our membership sales, if that makes sense. So once we start to fill that time a little bit more, then we'll roll out the other systems. But from a staffing standpoint, if we don't need all 4, it's easier just to run the 2 right now.
You're always ready to expand, in other words.
Exactly. Yes, and we are continually buying boxes when we have opportunities to buy codecs. A lot of people that actually buy our service will say, "Hey, you know, you're not interested in our box," and we are, typically, as long as it's reasonable and in great condition and things like that, we are, because you know, right now we have 4 lines, but I have 6 or 7 boxes, and we're just ready to expand all the time.
Yeah.
And I think we have to be that way. If we're replacing people's personal system, we have to be, like you said, just very agile.
Yeah, I liken it to co-locating for people that know, you know, servers and stuff. You can literally at some point take someone's physical ISDN box and co-locate it for them someday.
And one other thing I'll mention that makes it really easy for us to expand is we have an agreement with our provider here that we can have ISDN lines procured. We're guaranteed a 5-day turnaround time, but usually when I call them, they're there the next day. And it's unbelievable. I've never seen it anywhere else in the country. But they really treat us wonderful. So that's why, by having the boxes, we're able to just spit out another line right away.
Yeah. So essentially, you're stopping a lot of ISD inboxes from becoming doorstops.
Yes, we're trying to at least.
I'm glad they're living a second life because I know I dump my ISD inbox. I'm throwing it out. I got to sell it on eBay. Yep. If they can sell it to you, it's going to go to good use and help a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's great because if people decide, you know, we have some people that just decide, look, we absolutely have to have our own line. This is just no, you know, whether it's a personal thing or whatever the case may be, it's great because I think as we accumulate boxes, we'll be able to offer some different tools to them. Yeah. We're going to roll out an equipment side here soon where we're going to be offering equipment sales to our members as a value add to the membership. It's not going to be a main tent pole of the business, but it will be a benefit to membership. So a lot of different things.
Outstanding. All right. Well, we've got a lot of questions from our voluminous audience out there because they're all like, I can literally hear them and see them drooling out there as we're talking about this. So let's go first to Ed Vio, our friend Ed Waldorf says, now, are you on fiber cable or what with your location?
With our internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on cable right now, which is why we run so many different internet networks. They don't have fiber here yet. It's they're in the process because they only have it here. The way they explained it to me is where there's aerial lines. Huh. But they're in the process of making it more acceptable. So right now we are on cable, but like I was saying earlier, each system runs on its own dedicated internet network. So all of that speed is going to be dedicated to your session alone.
That's great. All right. Nancy Halpin asks, question for you, David. If you have ISDN in Maine or Massachusetts, you said you're moving to Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So you're going to be using ISDN to go to have ISDN in New England, or are you going to have ISDN?
Well, at this moment, I have three setups, one in California, one in Massachusetts, and one in Maine. And I was just in Massachusetts last week and thought I'd give Eric's service a try. But, you know, I got to keep the customer happy. So I got to have a backup. At this point, I'm really looking at my own ISDN boxes as backup to Eric's service, to be honest with you. I got a feeling in a few months I'm going to probably drop them. But, I don't like making changes. So I'm going to leave them there. I'm going to pay for them, but I'm going to use Eric and probably sell them off as doorstops.
When that time comes, I know someone who may be interested in them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's a deal I see here brewing.
we try to help everybody in the business here. The lovely Diana Birdsall asks, and she wonders if this hasn't been asked yet. I don't think we really talked about this. We talked a little bit about it. How quickly can you set up ISDN to go? So if she got a client today, could she have ISDN to go for the session later that day or the next day?
Literally, how quickly is how quick can you send us an email, live chat us, or call us? I mean, it's pretty much ready to go. I know that when we did your first test, David, it was pretty spur of the moment, if I recall.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah, so something like that. So, you know, that's the benefit of it is, you know, if you have a last minute issue or something like that, you know, the live chat feature on the website is hands down, in my opinion, the best way because it's going to go to the computers for, you know, the people that are, if I'm out of the studio for whoever's in the studio, but it's also going to come to my cell phone and all those things. So the live chat is fantastic because you can get an answer right away. You can jump on a line right away and to more directly answer your question. So if you were to set it up at 7:59 by 8:02, we could probably have you up and running.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
That is really impressive. The real Amy Fisher asks, so you don't have to get the link price on IPDTL?
No, you don't. We have the link account so we can send you a link. But I do want to say we love IPDTL. We love Source Connect. So I think it's something that's wonderful to have. I think you should have it in your arsenal for sure. I wouldn't, you know, a lot of people ask, well, do I even really need it? I think so. Yes, absolutely. Without a doubt, have access to it. So, you know, don't do a one or the other, but you don't have to have the link account. We can send you a link or we can attach to your standard account.
Yeah. David, are you using IPDTL?
IPDTL, yeah. And I did have a question about how to be, you know, when you look at Source Connect now, it's real intuitive as far as setting up a session. And so, I mean, Eric said that IPDTL would be the default. So I just called him. I said, hey, how do I set this up on my end? Because I couldn't figure it out. And he said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And I haven't worried about it. and he took care of it.
That's Thanks service.
That is customer service. Just like Harlan Hogan, customer service is everything.
Yeah.
Especially in a people business like this.
Yeah.
Samuel Fleming asks, if you're using ISDN to go via Source Connect now, can you claim to have ISDN or should you tell the client that you have a bridge? Well, they're going to sort of figure it out anyway, aren't they?
They don't care.
Yeah, I think that there's obviously a certain stigma when someone hasn't used it. A bridging service. I think we've all kind of heard that at some point. But we have yet to have a client that used it that wasn't happy. Everybody's walked away really, really happy. So I think if you give them the opportunity to try it, and we do free tests. So if you want to jump on with a client, test it out, see what everybody thinks, that's no problem at all. But once they use it, everybody's been really happy. And I think that it'll kind of eliminate the need for that question. But I will say my answer is always to be transparent. You know, I think it's the best policy. But once they use it, they're usually pretty comfortable.
Right. David, yeah. You had something?
Yeah, I did my very first test. I was so skeptical, Eric.
Sorry, I know.
Originally, I was so skeptical. I did my own test back to my own ISDN line. So, you know, I talked to Eric's service and I listened over my own box, thinking of myself as the customer. What's the customer going to hear? And I was so pleased.
And that's the most important thing. I mean, this is really the thing that's going to that allows us to really cross the bridge that we've been literally between ISDN and the online Opus Codex services. And are there any other services that you could hook it up with?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, really, we can receive a signal from virtually anything in Bridget to the ISDN box. Those are the three that we've used. Now, I know that there are more coming out, it seems like, by the day. So, you know, we're trying to stay on top of that and make sure that we're getting to know the newer ones. We had talked about one earlier. I think it's called Clean Feed. I just heard about it. I haven't really touched it at all. But now that it's been brought to my attention, we're trying to, you know, just stay up to date with all of them so that we can work with all of them. But those three are the main three.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
So you need a little bit of outreach to the agencies to educate them.
Yes.
And understanding that bridging services like yours are reliable.
I mean, it's going to take time, though. It's going to take time.
It's time. But the agencies send out scripts that say ISDN only. If you don't have it, don't audition.
Exactly. And now everybody has it. Honestly, if you have a computer in front of you, you have ISDN service.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that we are trying to, you know, obviously there's agencies that we worked with through the build process, like I was talking about, but I am trying to actively start to reach out to different places and just talk to them. We offer group packages. So, you know, some agencies want to put together a deal where they send it out to all their talent and they get a group rate for that. And so there's different things like that. And I think we'll get there. But like Dave was saying, it's a process. It's an evolution process.
Sure. Another one from Nancy.
Yep. Nancy helped.
Here's George. Okay. Question. This using this service, I am guessing we do not have to have an ISDN number as in a former ISDN where people list my ISDN number is. So how does that work? So if people are used to seeing your ISDN numbers on your business card or your website?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, my agents, just real quick, jump in. My agents, I just tell the agent what the SPID number, I find out what the SPID numbers are from Eric, and then I just tell the agent, SPID numbers are such and such. And then they just tell the client there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
It seems pretty simple. We get that question a lot, though. There's people that want dedicated SPIDs and things like that. And we're trying to find solutions to that. Obviously, there's different things you can point numbers different places, but the complex part with that is if they're on line one in lieu of line two, you know, it gets a little sticky. And the thing is with our system, we're trying to keep it very streamlined, very simple, keep reliability strong, keep a strong focus on that. And those other things may be developmental points later on. But right now, the SPIDs are listed on the calendar when you book. And with our new online booking system that, David, I'm not sure if you've even used it yet, but when you get the email confirmation, it now emails you the SPIDs for your session, write the email confirmation as soon as you book.
I did get that, yeah.
Nice. Perfect. So, and then we also added a feature where you can just one touch from that confirmation email and add the session to your calendar, whether it's in your iPhone or your Android or whatever.
All right. Impressive, man. The website, I can tell you, is very impressive.
The website is impressive.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. And it's still, we still have some growth to do with it. We're going to, you know, be doing some development on it. But right now, our focus, like I was saying, is just on the systems and the reliability and expanding to make sure we meet our demand.
All right. Jay Sawyer asks, what is the lowest cost you can pay using ISDN to go? And what other service for an ISDN session for a home studio like mine, who hasn't chosen Source Connect, IPDTL, or ISDN equipment at all?
Okay. So the lowest cost, if you mean in terms of membership, they start at $49 a month. If you buy it annually, it's $499 for the year. In one-time session, half hour, $35 a half hour, $45 an hour. So it depends on how often you plan to use it. And then package, the memberships go up from there all the way up to our unlimited plan, which is $13.65 a year, I believe. And it covers you for unlimited as much as you need to use it.
Which is a third of what I pay for my ISDN services, by the way.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it should be a big cost savings in most places. There are isolated markets where ISDN is very inexpensive, and lucky them.
Yeah, exactly.
For most places, it's going to be cost savings. If you don't have IPDTL, you don't have Source Connect, you don't have any of that, we would send you a link, an IPDTL link or a Source Connect Now link or whatever the case may be for your session. But again, I strongly recommend buying those services and having them at your disposal because they're wonderful services with great people behind them. And I really think that it's money very well spent.
Yeah. Ed Waldorf asks, could you give us a step-by-step for us dummies? And how do I tell a client to call me on ISDN? You sort of explained that before.
Kind of did, but
yeah. So
this again. So
when you book your session, so you're going to go to our online booking schedule. You'll see our availability right in front of you, which is great because if you have an agent call you or something, you can do it right while you're on the phone. Let them know when you're available. All those things. You'll book your time, and when you book it, whether it's on line one or line two or whatever your respective line will be, you'll get the SPIDs will be listed there on your booking page. But additionally, they'll get emailed to you in your email confirmation. So you'll have the numbers to give to your agent. You can even just forward the confirmation if you'd like to your agent or the studio or whoever that may be. And then in terms of what you actually do is almost nothing. We'll email you the session link. You'll click on it. Typically, the inputs are set by default if you've used it before. If you haven't, sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but it's a difference of just changing the one little drop down, and that's it. You know, if we need to adjust levels, we'll make that happen.
I'm showing it to him right now, by the way.
Okay.
What's the website,
What was that guy's name again that you just asked from? What was his name?
Oh, that was Ed Vio. Ed Waldorf.
Ed. Do a test. Ed, just do the test. I'm not kidding you. You'll be amazed.
Take the test.
Take the test.
We love doing the test because it gives us an opportunity to not only demonstrate our service, but we get to know a lot of great people. And, you know, like David, we were able to talk and kind of get to know each other. And it's just a great opportunity to not only test the new service, but to just talk and network.
You know, it's funny because part of being one of the big boys in this game that we're in, you had to have an ISDN line. You had to. And the bottom line is now you can be one of the big boys because you do have an ISDN line. Yeah. Everybody does.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it really is.
Is that your question, George?
Yeah, actually, so this is like a logistical problem, right? Sure. So if you've got all these unlimited plan members and they have to book it or they need it with a little or no time notice, which happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if a bridge is just plain not available? What's your backup?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And that's where we're trying to stay ahead of that in terms of expansion. That's why we buy the extra equipment and have it on hand and have the agreements that we have to have a quick turnaround time. So, you know, obviously, can I guarantee there will never, ever, ever be a time that there's a time you can't get? I can't guarantee that. But really, even with ISDN, it drops, you have issues and things like that. And it's very, very reliable. But for the most part, our availability has been really fantastic, and we're always ahead. So if we have two lines available, like I said, we have two additional lines that aren't even out yet, that aren't published yet, because we aren't filling, you know, the schedule on the two lines that we have. So we try to always have a backup plan. We try to have extra equipment and just stay ahead of the curve as we sell the unlimited plans, especially. That's where we're very aggressively expanding as those sales they haven't, the unlimited plans haven't sold as aggressively as more the basic plans. And with us being in our infancy, we've done a lot of one-time sessions. But as they start to pick up, we plan to really stay ahead of that curve so that that doesn't really become an issue. But again, can I guarantee there will never be a time that, that there's a blockout? No, I can't guarantee that.
It might be a good idea to just affiliate with another service, possibly.
We've talked to a few. We've talked to a couple different studios that we can do that we can give some overflow if we need to. We haven't had to actually do it yet, but everybody's rates are higher than ours, so that's expensive for us. And so the money, you know, it is peace of mind. It's nice to have, but I'd rather spend more money on the front end, just expanding ahead of our curve.
I get it.
People really need to understand if you're fairly new to the business. You know, ISDN is something that will help you, you know, reach some of the bigger producers. But it's really, David, for someone like you who does promo work, where you're like, you've got to make a lot of money every time you dial that thing up. And this is something that is, you know, totally worth it to you because you're using it all the time. So I would take it you're probably an unlimited member on there.
That's me.
I figured as much.
It doesn't make any sense to pay ISDN charges when Eric's going to do literally a third of what I pay for monthly services is what I can get Eric's unlimited plan for.
Right. And that was, of course, the justification for having ISDN is that you had to be making big bucks every time you hit the dial on
that. Yeah. And, you know, the bottom line, we talk about customer service, and I'm a big customer service advocate. The bottom line is if you have good relationships with your clients, and they're coming back and they're happy with you and you're happy with them. I don't think I've ever run into a client where I said, hey, listen, can we bump it a half hour because my service is not, or something's not available or so-and-so. It's all about customer service. And I've never been turned down when I've needed hey, can we bump a half hour? Can we bump an hour? Somebody's always willing to work with you. So if by chance Eric's service is busy, just tell the client, can we bump it a half an hour? And I'm telling you 99% of the time, you're going to get sure, we'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Dave Smith asks, so even though the phone lines for ISDN are pretty cheap in Vegas, it sounds like that even so, this may be more cost effective. And with chat, are you understanding this? Is he understanding this correctly?
And with what? I'm sorry?
And with chat.
Oh, with chat. The chat feature that we were talking about is the chat feature that's built into IPDTL or Source Connect or any of those things.
Right. Okay.
So that's what you would use to chat with us. But in terms of cost effective, I don't know what the rates are in Vegas. I've heard that they're very attractive. But I think that we're very competitive even in the most attractive ISDN rate markets.
Yeah, okay. Based on what I've seen, yeah. Diana Birdsall says, when Eric says use Source Connect, is Source Connect now fine, or do you need to have the full Source Connect?
Yeah, Source Connect now is fine. Actually, preferred. I like using Source Connect now. Yeah, it's preferred Source Connect now or IPDTL because it doesn't have the latency issues that you have with standalone Source Connect. Right. And even standalone Source Connect, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's much better and almost it's very, very small with Source Connect now and IPDTL.
All righty. And Diana has one last question here. If a session goes over the purchased session time, does it shut off like, you know, please deposit 5 cents more? Or will it continue seamlessly and bill the talent for the additional time?
That is what we try to do is continue seamlessly. We did that with David, like he was talking about earlier. That's why we have so many different lines. So if there's someone coming up behind you and you're definitely going to run over, I mean, usually, you know, ahead of time, you can just tell by how the session's going if you're going to run past them, typically, or at least we will have a pretty good feeling. I mean, David and I, we knew 30 minutes ahead of time that we were going to run over the time. So, you know, we'll reach out to the person behind you and see if we can bump them to another line, if they mind just dialing up different spids. We haven't had an issue with that yet. But for the what if scenario, if there is a what if, hey, no, they can't change spids, then, somebody can almost always bump to a different system as long as there's systems at our disposal. And that's why we're trying to keep it over expanded so that we don't run into that problem where we have to cut you off. Also, why for one time sessions, why we invoice you after the fact? Because a lot of times people will book 30 minutes and end up running an hour and then, you know, instead of running two trans, it's just easier. Send you an invoice afterwards. You can pay for the time that you used.
Makes a great deal of sense. So once again, how can people find this and sign up? And can they use credit card, PayPal, yes. or what? All, yep. all forms of payment, Bitcoin?
We take money. I don't know that I've implemented Bitcoin yet. It's funny because when I was building the website, I thought about putting it in there, but I was like,
Is it still a thing? Is Bitcoin
yeah.
still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
It is still a thing.
Growing in value.
Yeah. Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be dog.
Yeah, but yeah, you go to isdn2go.com. We have a great live chat feature like I was talking about earlier. If you want to get some question answered right away, you can email us, bookings@isdn2go.com, or you can call us, 844-660-0300. But there are a lot of different ways that you can get a hold of us. Live chat, I strongly encourage because it's just quick and easy.
Can't wait. I'm doing it next week.
You should. You really should.
I really should. Well, and once that I'm in LA, I'm probably we're going to need it anyway. So outstanding. Eric, thanks for being with us tonight and explaining all of this stuff to us and letting us know that it's out there. This is a real game changer for a lot of people.
I sure hope so.
And David, good luck to you. And thanks for joining us and telling us how easy it is to use.
My pleasure.
Yeah, David, we should have you on the show on a future show where we get to really Absolutely. Sit down and chat.
Let's do that. Let's do that. We'll tell some funny stories.
I can guarantee. That's
one of our favorite things to do. Anyway, guys, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
See you guys.
See you.
All righty. All right. Well, we still got a little bit to clean up here on the end. And so don't go away. We'll be right back here on East West Audio Body Shop. VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
Now back to EWAVS. Thank Dan and George's wives. For what? You have no idea. Now, here's Dan and George. This is East West Audio Body Shop with Dan Leonard in the East and George Whittam in the West. Now back to Dan and George.
And now back to the only webcast done with two cans, two geeks, and a string. East West Audio Body Shop. With George Whittam on his end in the West and Dan Leonard in the East.
Welcome back to EWABS. We were expecting you, but we still didn't bake a cake. Here's Dan and George.
Dad?
Yeah, honey?
When you watch East West Audio Body Shop, why do you keep hitting your forehead?
And why do you keep yelling WTF.
And what does WTF even mean?
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Yeah, that's what it means.
I think you made that up.
Girls, just go do your homework. Right now I'm watching George and Dan on EWABS.
Okay.
Back. We are back here on East West Audio Body Shop. Boy, that really is a game changer. I mean, it's when you think about it, the lack of access to ISDN that most people have or are experiencing, or they're just paying through the nose for it. Something like this can really be something that can really push your career a little bit.
It could. Yeah. It just takes a matter of the big boys wanting to play ball and accepting new technology. You know, the more well-known, the more successful you are, the more leverage you tend to have as talent. In terms of what technology you can get away with using sometimes. I mean, I know Scott Rummel, he's still using ISDN with CBS where they said, you got to use Source Connect. So if you're Scott Rummel, you get a little bit more leverage.
That's true.
In the meantime. Well,
it is interesting that Source Connect is getting out there. Okay, now you can run.
Just sit back and relax. It's time for some announcements.
I can't wait till we're sitting next to each other and I can just go like this.
Tap me on the shoulder.
It's just, okay, now run that. And it's going
to
be,
it's going to take some, different. I think we need to have a shakedown show.
Probably.
Where we just, it's just train wreck after train wreck and we just goof around and people can watch it. It's not going to go on YouTube. You know, it's just us figuring it out, the new dynamics, right? Because it took a while to get used to what we're doing now, and it's going to take a while to get used to being there together, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we had a couple of shakedowns with that, and then we just sort of went, all right, let's just go for it. And, you know, you can go on YouTube and you can watch episode one. That's and you right. can pretty much see what that was about. And of course, I remember Chris Metzalesta was the first call and said, is this Joe's Pizza?
Yeah.
What a guy. All righty. Well, what do we got coming up in the next couple of months here? Well, next week. You don't want to miss next week. You thought tonight was exciting and informative and fun. Next week, we're going to have a riot because we've got Rachel Butera coming from Edge Studios. She's a coach, a voice actor, and a stand-up comic. So we got to plan some really good stuff. Maybe she'll do some routines for us.
I know. She's – yeah, I just can't wait. I can't wait. She's freaking hilarious. That's all I got to say. May 18th. Yes, he'll be back. It looks like we are going to have David. Awesome. So
that
we're
makes
gonna
it
have,
a lot easier.
We're going to get to know David a lot better on May 18th. Our guest that was on helping out tonight to tell us about ISTN2Go is going to be back, and we'll learn more about David's career in voiceover. I mean, some of these guys, they fly under the radar in terms of public, you know, persona. Like, I didn't know David until tonight. And
look at the stuff that he does.
But look at it. Look, the guy has what, three residences? I mean, he's doing okay. So it just goes to show you don't have to live in LA, and you can live elsewhere, and you can have a successful career in voiceover. I think that pretty much says that pretty clearly.
I think that's very true.
Yeah. I guess the Monday after that, we're off.
Yeah, because it'll be Memorial Day. So we'll let you guys go have your picnics and whatever. It's because that's probably what we're doing too. Yeah. Then on June 15th, we're planning on having a fan roundtable. We haven't really done a roundtable with anything lately. Maybe it's time to plan another tech roundtable with our tech panel.
We've had such an incredible guest run with guests that we've just been kind of riding the wave, as you say, you know, just riding the wave of guests. It's been great. Thanks to Catherine. Yeah. She's been hustling.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think it's time for an Audio Masters roundtable too, because those guys will show up for anything.
Donuts.
as virtual donuts.
And then we're going to have the time off during the summer for Dan to caravan out to Los Angeles. So July 6th is the last show of July.
Show of July. So we'll be off for a month. I don't know how you guys are going to survive. Well, you could watch the other 190 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are people who watch. They're like, I'm on episode 85. I'm waiting.
Show of hands, chat room. How many of you? You don't have to watched every minute of every one, but how many of you have seen every single episode of EWABS in the chat room? Okay. If you raise your hand, we got to do something for that person because they are a super uber fan. Seen everyone.
Yeah. But we've got a great crowd. You guys show up every week and we really, really appreciate it. And one of the ways you can show your appreciation for us is you can donate to our cause here. And, you know, it costs us money to put this on Ustream and do it live. Have you guys watch it. And of course, you know, making sure the equipment is upgraded and a lot of other expenses that we incur.
As glitch free as possible.
Yes. We're going into a new studio. It's, you know, we need to get some new equipment so we can make this show even better. If you'd like to donate and help us out with this, literally we're busking here, aren't we? You know,
pretty much.
I mean, this is street performance. It's internet performance. Right above George's head as he is sucking down water is the donate button, and it is it goes right to PayPal, and you can pay us once a month. You can make a one-time donation. You could leave us your entire family fortune, which is fine, but it'll also make the show really good. But we really appreciate the people that have been donating to us regularly and making the show happen. People like
Eric Coney. Doesn't miss a show.
We've never heard from Eric. We just know he's donating the show, so we know he's watching.
We know he's out there. Yep. Who else? We've also got
Don Griffith.
Yeah, Don.
Amy Sorenzi and David Smith this week. Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Wayne Chin. I just see one came in from Wayne Chin.
Great.
David Smith. Thanks a lot, you guys.
It's a big, big help. And now you can plug Narrator Helper.
NarratorHelper.com. If you're working on an audiobook for ACX, I'm sorry. And if you are, we know ACX has really, really brought the world of audiobook narration to a much wider pool of talent, which is pretty cool, really, if you think about it, what they've done. Right. But
and they actually pay you, too. I actually got a check from them.
They do. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're the real deal. But
I can buy lunch.
Some of you bite off more than you can chew, and if that's you, our narratorhelper.com can help you. So check out that website.
That's right. And, of course, the show logs, a really good feature of our show. Jack DeGolio sitting there all by himself in Las Vegas, taking down every word we say. And he puts it up with the YouTube video and all the stuff that is mentioned in here. And you can find it there, and it helps you locate it on the show itself. So thank you very much, Jack, for doing that. And you can see the logs. They're right above us.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at our webpage here. All the shows are on YouTube. Don't miss those. There is the podcast version, and how can they get that? So they can, listen in their cars.
Stitcher. Some of you like Stitcher. Some of you definitely use iTunes. And if you just have any old podcatching program, like I use this program on my Android phone called Podkicker. I listen to it every single day, and I can find EWABS on here. I just search for EWABS, and it shows up in my podcatching program. So Whatever you've got to play podcasts, you're going to probably find us. And if you don't find us, please tell us.
Let us know.
So we can make sure we show up there.
And Lee Penny is still taking care of that?
He sure is, man. Loyal Lee. And he's in France right now.
Yeah.
So
and still doing it.
He might need a hand while he's in France. I might have to step in to help him out. But
all right. Well,
great guy. And
at least he's eating well while he's there.
Yeah.
Make sure you like us on Facebook if you haven't already. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter feeds are you've been feeding them all sorts of great stuff. All the EWABS essentials and old shows and stuff like that. There's lots of information out there, guys. And we've been presenting it to you for over 4 years now. So go back and find it. The stuff we talk about, some of it might be outdated, but some of it is just totally relevant to the voiceover business.
Certainly all those interviews with our guests are never outdated.
That is true. Yeah. And of course, we'd like to thank our amazing sponsors, the amazing Harlan Hogan, VoiceOver Extra, your fine employers, Edge Studio, and all the wonderful services they provide. And they are all providing the uninterrupted live stream and bandwidth for this show. And time for it says closing remarks.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah, the fourth.
May the fourth. May the fourth be with you.
Well, for a couple more hours anyway. We need to thank our amazing wives for putting up with this Monday night after Monday night. Well, first it was Sunday night after Sunday night, and then Monday night after Monday night, and somehow they're still here. Kathy Curran, our magnificent producer, who's giving us all these great guests and be finding more. Anthony Gettig was actually with us tonight and ran a chat room that was well-disciplined, and that's what we want to see. All hail Anthony. Shelley Avellino when he can't do it. Jack DeGolia, of course, for the great job he does on the show notes. Tim McKean for the EWABS Essentials stuff, and Lee Penny again for the podcasts. So that's going to do it for us tonight. We're finishing right on time.
That's right. And Robin Rowan slipped in a donation right under the wire, too. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. Really appreciate that. So that's going to do it for us for this week. Thanks for joining us for our weekly Monday night party. I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam in the West.
And for the time being, we are East West Audio Body Shop. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.